Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Guess what, y'all?
Tricky Tuesday. Got the whole house smiling. We got big things popping. Premieres to talk about. Great show for you. Scarlett Johansson, she has a new man, but that's not who she took as a date to the Rough Night premiere last night.
Oh.
We're going to get down to the bottom of that. And we're going to announce the winner of yesterday's Who's Your Daddy contest and give you another chance to win $500.
Hey,
but first, a little bit of congratulations on order, and I think one person in this room is happier than the rest of us. That's gonna be the Brat. She's a big Gold State Warriors
fan.
That's right. They are the NBA champions.
Woo!
You're gonna bust a band right here. It's gonna explode.
Yes.
I think it's supposed to be the Chicago Bulls. Come on now. I still love
the Chicago Bulls. I am born and raised there. I can have more than one team.
Okay, but what's your team?
The Chicago Bulls is my team.
You can be excited, but you're too excited. That's not your main team.
Cleveland,
bandwagon.
I love Chef Curry.
I love
Kevin Durant and his mom.
Fairweather bandwagon fan.
Go down in the style. They beat LeBron and the Cavs last night, game 5 of the finals. So big shout out to Kevin Durant, who a lot of people were hating for joining the Warriors in the first place. He was actually named the finals MVP. So, you know, typically when, like, you know, the NBA champs, like, win the championship, right, they get to go to the White House, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, reports are saying that the team has unanimously decided that they won't go, despite the team's owner saying that there's no official decision being made yet.
Get out!
That's me.
I don't blame them.
The question is, are they allowed to go? Because, you know, some of them are black.
So I
can say that Donald Trump did run a campaign and certain things that he said that make minorities feel uncomfortable going.
So I know
a lot of white people that don't want to go to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't about Democrat or Republican.
Right.
The rhetoric mm-hmm. that Donald Trump spewed out during his campaign, it make minorities feel like we're not welcome to the White House.
Well, I tell you one person who's definitely leading the petty party, that is former White House photographer Pete Sosa.
Uh-uh.
He's so good at trolling President Trump. Minutes after the news broke of the Warriors' decision, he posted a pic of Steph Curry and Obama when the Warriors visited back in 2015.
Right.
Better days.
They're not going.
Well, speaking of basketball and politics, with tension rising between the U.S. and North Korea, Dennis Rodman is back in North Korea to save the day.
Brett, don't.
And to promote Potcoin, a company trying to be like Bitcoin of the weed industry.
This is so weird to me. I mean, I know he's been over there a couple times, but why is he going to promote anything?
And what the man
like trying
him.
To sell black folks do what they have to do when they want to sell their weed.
Oh my God.
You can't get mad at a black man for going over to another country to sell weed. That means he'll run the game.
He want to be the kingpin. Okay.
Well, y'all, there's no word if Robin is officially working on behalf of the Trump administration, but he's only been there a day, and North Korea has already released a U.S. student who has been in prison over there.
See?
He got
everybody high, and when they got high, he said, let them go.
Yeah.
I think we should let him go. All right, moving on. Nick Cannon just did a feature with Complex Magazine where he let the world in his closet to show off his massive shoe collection.
Ooh.
Y'all should know about that because y'all like shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he has a room just for his Jordans, but the highlight of his collection, the most expensive shoes in the world.
Oh.
Nick, the shoes heard around the world. $2 million Tom Fords you wore on the finale of America's Got Talent.
Yeah, man. The last episode ever that I appeared on. Man, I always wanted to, you know, obviously I'm an over-the-top dude. And I just wanted to stunt. You win $1 million on America's Got Talent if you win the show. So I was like, yo, I'd rather have, you know, $1 million on each foot.
Yes, that is fabulous. I have some of those.
You have some similar.
You have a $2 million pair of shoes.
He's
a lot.
I have Swarovski.
He has shoes that are inspired by.
Right, they're not no $2 million, and those are not real diamonds.
Like the cheap perfume.
It's like the great value version.
They look the same, honey. You know what I mean? Nick have a suit alike, too.
You do? Y'all now, yeah. You tell us that every single time.
Well, bitch, I'm telling it again.
Which I swear I would make, if I had $2 million, I would make love in those shoes.
But the sad thing,
I don't give a damn if your shoes cost $2 million. You're gonna take them off if you have sex with me?
No,
because like
those
when
on
your legs are in the air, they look like crystal balls.
Oh, he want his legs? He want his legs in the air? His legs in the air?
Your legs in the air? Not my legs in the air.
That ass can't be. Hold on now. That ass can't be.
I'll take my legs. I'm
gonna monkey stomp you, Rick.
No, she gonna
So last night was the New York premiere of Rough Night, starring Scarlett Johansson, one of your favorites. And
looks like you should have starred in it.
I couldn't. I couldn't because you already were in the sequel.
What? That was a rough joke.
Well, you remember we talked about Scarlett Johansson and the Smash Alert. We talked about this a little while ago, how she was dating SNL Weekend Update star Colin Jost, right? Well, I guess that was true. And all this time later, they are still dating. So now we have a new segment we are going to call, everybody say it with me,
Still Smashing Alert.
There we got it. Boy, we work so hard on this show.
Didn't Scarlett Johansson come out recently and say that she's all about women and them being sexual and being able to go out and have you know, different partners and stuff? Are they really dating? Are you ever really dating Scarlett Johansson, or are you just sleeping with Scarlett Johansson?
You're misinterpreting what she said. She's not saying she could go out and sleep with a lot of people. She's saying, I want to be
able to. That's what I want to hear.
I know.
And this proves that she will do it with anybody. I mean, he's not really the A-listers that she's normally going out with. He looks like a normal guy that happens to be on TV.
Exactly.
Hint, hint, Scarlett.
Well, they were recently spotted out on the Upper East Side on Saturday night, holding hands, having drinks. Scarlett, what do you think? When you think Scarlett Johansson going to a bar, the bartender says, what can I get you? What does she order?
She orders tequila.
I thought it was whiskey on the rocks, but no, at this bar, according to sources, Scarlett downed a couple of Manhattans.
My God, how old is she now? She's drinking Manhattan. What's next? Old fashioned?
Whiskey sour.
Perfect Rob Roy's.
Hey, whiskey sour's a good drink.
Oh, sure it is, old lady. Now, apparently her new boyfriend, Colin, ordered one of the restaurant's specialty cocktails. So I don't know what that is. But whoever.
She ordered the Appletini. She is the man in this relationship, I can tell.
Since we are talking about Scarlett Johansson, she did have her premiere of her movie Rough Night last night. She did have a date on the red carpet, but it wasn't Colin. It was a 72-year-old woman named Gerald.
Right. Wow. See, she really will have sex with anybody.
She's like a guy like that.
It's not like that. She was with a 72-year-old woman. Now, we did talk about this situation. Her name is Geraldine Dodd. And the whole reason we know about Geraldine Dodd is because somebody discovered a picture of Geraldine when she was a young woman. Looked exactly like Scarlett Johansson. And so Geraldine, this all came out in the news and we talked about it on
Scarlett
Dish.
Reached out to her and says, hey.
She reached out because Geraldine Dodd says, oh, I remember that picture. I was drunk as a skunk in that picture. And Scarlett was like, oh my God, I love this woman. I want to meet her.
Drinks.
And I want to get drunk as a skunk with you. So she.
I'll buy the Manhattans, old lady.
Here's what I'll say. In the old pictures from the 60s, they do really look dead on. But she doesn't look like Scarlett Johansson now. You know what I mean? It's not like you can kind of see what Scarlett Johansson...
Because Scarlett Johansson would be putting those lines on her face, like with Sharpie, to know like exactly what surgeries she needs to have.
Yeah, what
I'm gonna
should
fix
I start?
The nose.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I better start Botox and knees. Your laugh lines are digging in.
Yeah, do the network.
It's like one of those aging filters on Snapchat. Well, another couple who literally looked like they had a rough night at the premiere were Zoe Kravitz and her boyfriend. His name is Carl Glusman. He is also an actor, and he showed up in a nice blue suit. I mean, it's a premiere of a movie, and he had a matching hickey on his neck to match the blue suit.
Oh.
Look at that thing. He's 28 years old. What is the age cutoff for hickeys? 11?
I'll give you 15.
No, when it's Zoe Kravitz, I don't care how old
you
I am.
Would let
I would
Kravitz.
Wear a low-cut V-neck and just show it off. When people say, hey, can I get a picture? Sure.
Zoe did this. Look at them all. Look, a lot of them.
I'm guessing Eric did a lot of pinching his own neck when he was younger.
Vacuum cleaner. Yeah. Way simpler.
Your mom
vacuum
could cleaner. Never find the vacuum cleaner hose, and you're like, I'll bring it. It was in my room. Yeah. The room's always
should,
a mess.
You should talk curling iron burns. You kidding me? The best concealer is the turtleneck. If you try to put on makeup, you just have this weird pancake makeup.
It's awful. So you have to do turtleneck, occasionally a scarf.
Or sometimes you grow out a very long beard.
Oh.
How many hickeys do you
have? I'm hiding all these hickeys. Up next, did Bow Wow pay a horde of women to chase him down the street? And if so, where do I send my money?
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation. Looks like Bow Wow, our Dish Nation friend, is catching some heat again. Now, a couple weeks ago, the internet went on him for the Bow Wow challenge, and now people are shading his latest Instagram video.
What?
Now, everybody knows that Bow Wow was currently on a So Def Summer 17 tour with our very own Brat and, of course, Jermaine Dupri. Well, he recently posted this video on Instagram of him running from the outside of the venue in Charlotte. He was headed to the tour bus, and there was a large crowd of screaming girls chasing him, and people are actually saying Bow Wow paid those kids to do that. Take a look.
Wow. I haven't seen that since the Beatles.
Me neither. Now, Bow Wow need to be ashamed of himself.
No. I was there, Gary. No, Gary, you can say whatever you want to. I was there. And it might not happen with these kids like nowadays, but these kids at these rap game at this Summer So 17 tour or whatever, they be outside and in every city. I posted something from Indianapolis, and it was the same thing. They wait outside.
Hold on, no. But you walked in front of him, so they could have been chasing you.
No, they were not chasing me. I leave before the show is over.
But why the bus so far from the venue?
Because it couldn't park that close to the venue.
We parked the Rick Smiley bus, honey, right there at the door. I don't understand it.
So they were saying, why people online were saying that he paid them people to do that?
That's
some people saying.
They just want to start stuff. You know what I'm saying? They just.
But it looks paid for.
Since the Bow Wow challenge.
The way those girls were screaming, they were not paid.
Portia was one of the people out there chasing them just now.
Right.
Now
we got here. Bow Wow. Where's Snoop at?
Well, another man that was getting chased by the ladies is the OG Batman, Adam West.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Yeah, man. I mean, sadly, the TV legend just passed away this weekend at the age of 88. But apparently, the Cape Crusader was getting it in with the ladies. Then this got me saying, holy sex, Batman. Adam described just how popular he and the Boy Wonder were with women. He said, Bert and I were like kids in the candy store. It was the swinging 60s with free love and women threw themselves at us. I remember one night, 8 different women. Orgy is a harsh word, but it was 8 at one time.
Oh my God.
That is insane.
They should have recorded that. Y'all remember how they used to do the Batman shows? And he's like, bam, wham, bam, 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 wow,
bam. And then splash.
Yeah.
But how do you maneuver 8 women at one time?
It's easy.
Is it easy, Ricky?
I'm just saying. Nobody.
Won't you give us the rules, Ricky?
Ricky, tell us what's going on. Now, you're a big comedian.
Yeah.
Right. No, I've never done 8 shows. Women like that. No, I don't do that. I'm a Christian.
How many women at one time then?
How many women at one time? One.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
For TV.
That's a relationship. Portia, we're talking
for
about.
For TV.
Right, okay. Well, let's talk about something I know you'll tell the truth about. So, Ricky, tonight is the big night. It's season 4 premiere of the Ricky Smiley Foreign Show. The season 4 premiere is tonight at 8/7 Central on TV1, and I will be there for the premiere. I'm excited.
You're on the show. I mean, all of us on the show, so it's a great show. If you want to see us more than sitting here doing Dish Nation, you have to watch Ricky Smiley for real.
And I heard it goes down. I heard that, Gary, you get into it with Juicy. Oh. Brad, you go on the inside and talk to some prisoners and influence them and encourage them. Mm. And Ricky.
Yeah.
I heard that they set you up with a matchmaker.
And I
wasn't even called, and I'm single.
Like, but you know what, unfortunately, but I think it was very bad that they didn't call you.
I'm not saying I would have just done it for the show, and I'm not saying it could have been nothing romantic, but to go out and enjoy and do something outside of work would have been fun.
Exactly. And we can do it right after we do Dish Nation.
No, time has passed.
That's right, baby. Nah.
You didn't already? I ain't going to be second best.
You would not play second fiddle, exactly. Honey.
Okay?
Nah. Didn't I just say
it's
that?
A rap.
I am the one, okay?
Yeah. It's a rap.
Of course, I was rap.
A rap.
All right, so coming up next, we got a Dish Nation exclusive. There's another Star Wars spinoff in the works, and we'll tell you who they eyeing to star in it coming up next. Dish
Welcome back to Dish Nation. We have a huge Dish Nation exclusive, and it's specifically for you Star Wars fans. This is big.
All right.
I know what it is.
Well, here's a hint. It's also big news if you're a Ewan McGregor fan.
I didn't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, here is what we're hearing at Dish Nation. This is great. Disney executives are so close to signing another deal on another Star Wars spinoff. Now, they say it might be an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie. Yeah!
What, the origin of Obi-Wan?
Well, if you remember, Ewan played Obi-Wan in the prequels. Mm-hmm. So they're keeping him in the dark right now about whether that's what the spinoff is going to be
about. Well, it has to be, because Obi-Wan Kenobi's dead.
Well,
ruin it! I've not seen it!
Catch the f*** up.
I'm not!
McGregor said in the past that he would love to reprise his role. He really loved that character, and he'd like to come back to the screen to play it, but they haven't told him anything yet. If it's not an Obi-Wan movie, the rumor is it's going to be a Boba Fett movie or a Yoda movie. And I would like to see a Yoda movie as well. Because remember when Luke found Yoda? He's just like hanging out in a swamp, and he's been there for God knows how long. I'd love to see what happened in that swamp before Luke showed up.
Pretty just much killing just time. A swamp.
Well, moving on, Ewan McGregor might be waiting for his big payday, but there are other Hollywood celebrities who really already got their Hollywood payday. This is insane. Forbes put out the list of the Hollywood celebrities who made the most money in the last 12 months.
Where am I on the list?
Get ready to get depressed, America. Coming in at number four, Drake made $94 million in the last 12 months. Coming in at number three, Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling raked in $95 million. Number two, Beyonce took $103 million on the strength of her
life. And that was while pregnant, ladies, with twins. Get back to work.
And finally, no entertainer brought in more money in the last 12 months than Diddy. Puff Daddy.
Oh, yeah, he got so much other
stuff
going on.
Yeah, he brought in
the vodka.
$130 million this past year.
Wow, that ain't bad scratch.
Okay, so he sold a third of his Sean John clothing line for $70 million.
I really don't see people wearing that stuff anymore. I mean, I used to have a Sean John shirt.
You did? With your FUBU pants?
With my FUBU pants and my rhino hat. And
it's falling off the rail.
With my soul glow.
Just let your soul glow!
Well, if you're feeling bad about yourself because of this list, well, I got some good news for you. Because coming back, we're going to give you a chance to win $500 in our Who's Your Daddy contest. So keep it right here. We're coming right back with Dish Nation.
Hi, my friends. Welcome back to Dish Nation. So y'all know Father's Day is right around the corner. And in honor of Father's Day, which is this Sunday, we are giving away $500 every day this week all through Thursday. We got this competition called
Who's Your Daddy?
Now, the rules are simple. We show you what it would look like if one of our female hosts and a male celeb got it on and had a baby, and you gotta guess who the famous daddy would be. Now, yesterday we showed you a baby that had Porsche's face and a famous male face. Now, the choices were Anderson Cooper, Andy Cohen, or Richard Gere.
Mm.
The answer was...
Okay.
Andy Cohen!
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That could happen in real life.
I looked at it again and I... who? No. Saying,
he likes you.
Yeah, he does. He does. But no. We're Judy's.
Right. Well, someone got it right, and the winner was, ladies and gentlemen, Felicia Giles.
Go ahead, Felicia.
Hey, Fifi.
She deserves a good old-fashioned
hi, Felicia.
Congratulations, Felicia. $500 is on its way to you. And if you didn't win, don't worry. You got another shot right now. So today we're going to switch it up and throw it on to Brad.
Okay.
Now, if Brad had a baby with a famous dude, this is what the baby might look like. Take a look.
Oh.
That. Look at this.
Wow.
That, you know what? I'm very pissed at whoever created this picture.
That was messy.
Now, well, your choices are Snoop Dogg, Fetty Wap, or Lil Wayne. Woo, you guys got your work cut out for y'all. So send your answers in to dishnation.com/ Who's Your Daddy contest, and we will reveal the answer on tomorrow's show. Good luck.
Yeah.
Woo. Believe in you. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.